A major business group in Western Massachusetts has announced its state legislative agenda for 2019. With input from a survey of its more than 500 members, the Springfield Regional Chamber identified 300 bills to monitor and, if need be, lobby about in this legislative session. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Chamber President Nancy Creed about the business organization's legislative priorities.
Number one is healthcare, and making sure that costs don't exceed their value, and making sure that any mandated or expanded benefits are really evidence-based and not just because it's a feel-good opportunity. We're going to look at energy. Right now, we have a pipeline bottleneck here in our own backyard. It's impeding our economic progress, and our costs are the highest in the country. So we're going to take a look at a comprehensive strategy, which includes energy efficiency and renewables, but also includes some expansion of natural gas, because we think that's the only way to solve our deficit.
Let's back up a little bit.
Sure.
And talk about healthcare. What are some of those proposals that the business community is particularly concerned with?
First, I think it'd be the employer medical assistance contribution. That was a temporary increase on businesses, $750 per employee for those folks on MassHealth. I know one company that it's over $100,000 a quarter that they had to pay. So we're looking at that. The legislature put into place a sunset at the end of 2019, and we're going to hold them to their promise and make sure that that temporary increase does sunset.
And in terms of energy, the president and CEO of ISO New England said that we should essentially give up on the hope of getting expanded gas pipelines in this area. Have you given up hope of that?
We have not given up hope, because I really think that that needs to be part of the solution. When you look at renewables, we are all for renewable energy, but we are not there yet. And the fact that we can't have natural gas hookups to businesses and homeowners right now is a huge issue. And when we look, and we may see rolling blackouts, brownouts, and it's because we have a pipeline issue. So we're not giving up that fight just yet.
What about federal policy? Are there issues there that concern the local business community?
I think from a federal perspective, we're looking at tariffs and trades. We have some exporters and manufacturers here that are really getting hit hard by that. Affordable Care Act, to see what changes they may be looking at on a federal level, which may impact Massachusetts. Those are probably our two hot button issues right now.
MGM has been open for about 6 months in Springfield now. Are we seeing the spinoff effect that the local business community had hoped for from MGM coming to town?
I think we are to some extent. I think it is not as robust as we had hoped, but it will take time. I think perhaps people needed to actually see the reality of the project before they could really get behind it, but we are seeing some.
What about the expanded rail service that started in the region back in June when Connecticut Rail launched the Hartford line with daily service to and from Springfield?
That has been tremendous, and we've seen a lot of folks, not only from a cultural tourism perspective, taking the train back and forth, but we're now actually marketing it. So for those employees that live on either side of the border, take the train instead of the car.
Lastly, what's business like in Springfield these days? How would you assess it?
I think it's exciting. I think the energy that we see, especially downtown, is palpable. I think we are actually seeing the communities and the neighborhoods surrounding downtown really embracing what's happening here. I think it's exciting.